This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Natural disasters don't generally play favorites. You know, you're in the path of a storm like Sandy. It's going to get you no matter where you are on the income curve. From the Marketplace Wealth and Poverty Desk, Sally Herships has our story.
The day after the storm, I went to Red Hook in Brooklyn. It was a bad scene. The neighborhood is right on Gowanus Bay, and when I visited, water was spurting out of a crack in the sidewalk. An entire block of businesses was trying to bail water out of their basements, often without light. Are you wearing a... Did you just turn on a headlamp?
Yeah, these things are like gold around here right now. Having a working headlamp is... That's why I've got three around my neck.
Sinjin Frizzle owns Fort Defiance, the bar and cafe on the corner. He says the flooding destroyed tens of thousands of dollars of food, wine, and restaurant equipment in his basement. We went downstairs to take a look.
It's really slippery in here, Sally, so be careful.
Oh, it is slippery.
We're going down into the basement now. Lamp.
Oh, my God, that smell. Wow. Yeah. That is a smell. The floors and the stairs of Fort Defiance are covered in black, stinky goop.
The water completely submerged the basement. It was wet up to the roof.
This is like, I just have to say, this is something surreal because what we're looking at right now is a flooded basement and there are lemons and limes floating in the water like something out of Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah. My ice machine is canted at an angle back there. Can you see that?
And the beer fridge was also knocked over by the water. And those things have to go.
Yeah, those things are trash.
Frizzell says he doesn't have flood insurance and can't cover the costs without help. A few blocks away, I found Octavio Cadiz hauling trash to the curb in front of his house. The basement of his brownstone was completely flooded. He and his wife lost personal items that can be tough to put a value on. So tell me, so what's in these bags?
What's in those are a lot of my wife's collectibles, some stuff we had in the back room.
Like what did she collect?
Well, my wife collects ornaments, and she had a bunch of stuff that she brought from storage so we could stop paying storage fees. And she did that less than a year ago, and it's all in the garbage.
Cadiz is a payroll coordinator at a law firm. He says his brownstone is a family home that he couldn't afford with his income, which he says is far below the 1%. But no matter where you fall in the wealth column, there's only so much you can do against a flood. And are those sandbags by the door?
Those are sandbags that we try to use to stop the water, although four sandbags doesn't do much against 4 feet of water.
The weather is a great leveler.
Drew Kerr says he's in the top 20 to 35%. He lives in Scarsdale in New York. It's a nice place to live. But still, he's been without power, heat, or hot water since Monday. Kerr's mother-in-law had been staying with his family for the storm, but then the heat went out. His family decided she would be more comfortable in a facility for seniors, one with heat and a bill, $130 a day. Then he says there's the challenge of keeping your business running during a hurricane. Kerr owns his own public relations firm.
You know, the other day was the end of the month, and that's normally the day that I send invoices. And I didn't think it would send the right message, so I'm going to wait another week.
For right now, Kerr and his wife and kids are roughing it Scarsdale style, eating a lot of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches in their cold house.
I'm sure there are people that are much worse, and I know there are people that are much better, but we have to make do.
Kerr's kids are stuck at home and bored, so he took his teenage daughter for a ride while he charged his cell phone in the car. He said they drove around Scarsdale and looked at the homes of other people with backup generators. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.